I am Tracy Ross, and I'm joined in the studios now by Kate Lochte and Megan Nesbitt of the Janice Mason Art Museum in Katy's. Thanks so much for being on the show today.
Thank you.
We are tickled to have you, Megan, because we've started this practice of meeting and greeting new leadership in our region, and you assume the job of executive director of the Janice Mason Art Museum in Katy's in December.
Yes.
So you've got a wonderful house, but I'd like to learn more about you first.
Sure.
Where'd you come from, and why are you interested in doing what you're doing now?
Well, my background is in art history. I had my education. My undergrad and graduate school were both in art history. In my final year of doing graduate school at BYU in Utah, I started working on a project for the BYU Museum of Art called Turning Point, and was heavily involved in curating a show about modern art. And in that experience, I realized that museums was really where the fun was. And so I started looking for opportunities to work at museums. And following that, my husband and I moved to San Diego. And I worked at the Museum of Contemporary Art in San Diego for a few years doing grant writing. And the luck had it that my husband found a position here at Murray State. And when we came here, I was looking for something in museum work, and the opportunity arose at Janice Mason Art Museum, and it was a great fit.
Now, you seem to be very much at home in the building of Janice Mason Art Museum. Describe that for our listeners who haven't been. Shame on you for having not been yet.
Exactly. It is a remarkable building. The first time I visited, I was just surprised with the beauty of the building. It is a former post office, a WPA era post office, built in 1943. And it was renovated about 15 years ago when we took it over for the museum to be gallery space. And they are beautiful domestic scale galleries. They really show off the work of our community artists to the best possible advantage, really highlighting craftsmanship. It's a beautiful space.
Tell me the current exhibit.
Our current exhibit is Appalachian Air. It shows the work of our artists in residence at the Appalachian Center for Craft at Tennessee Tech University. So it shows about seven artists who are working in contemporary craft, things like weaving, felting, ceramics, woodworking, metalsmithing, some really extraordinary, unique work that takes a really interesting contemporary look at some traditional craft.
Now, this particular show is up just a few more days.
So. Yeah, we have it up until April 6th, so you've got about 2 weeks left.
There you go. And your viewing times, your open times are?
We're open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 4, and on Sundays from 1 to 4 p.m.
So after the AIR show, you'll be welcoming middle school and high school art from Trigg County, yes?
Yes, we have a very special show that we do every year that features the work of our art students at the middle and high school in Trigg County. And the really fun part is that it really shows off the work, especially of our older students, many of whom actually will be coming to Murray State next year.
Well, that's pretty exciting. And from all counts, I've heard from artists organizing shows of works in the McCracken and surrounding mm-hmm. counties, and the gallery downstairs, the Clara M. Eagle Gallery, has a show of high school art, and everybody is saying that art teachers are doing something extraordinary
Absolutely.
These days with art students.
Absolutely. Resources are so limited, and to see the amazing work that is coming out of very simple products, you know, especially downstairs in the Eagle Gallery, some amazing sculptures made from styrofoam cups. I mean, just really inventive, beautiful things that, you know, people are being incredibly inventive with absolutely no resources.
Well, I was astounded by those two works as well. I thought they were made of ivory.
Yeah, exactly.
And nobody was looking, and I picked them up. Oh. I was like, nope, not ivory.
No, much lighter.
So we've got that show from when to when, the high school art show?
The high school art show opens April 12th. Friday evening, we'll have a reception for the students. So everyone's welcome to come. And that will be up for exactly 1 month. And then we'll introduce our biennial juried exhibition for artists in the community and the region to apply to.
What will the application or the submission deadline be on the biennial show?
The biennial show applications will open at the end of April and will close, I believe it's May 4th, that first week of May. We have about 5 days, and you'll be invited to drop your work off in person for a juror who will be Colin Nesbitt of the Eagle Gallery. He will come in person to review the work and select the work for the show.
And that show is open to whom?
It's open to everyone. It's open to all professional and amateur artists. There is an application fee. There's varied based on how many works you'd like to enter. You can enter between 1 and 3 works. And we invite everyone from as close as you want to drive over to Katie's. We'd love to have you drop your work off.
Yeah, the museum's smack dab in the middle of downtown Katie's.
It is. Right there on Main Street.
Easily accessible. April's a busy month because you're also doing a fundraising event.
Yeah, we have our annual dinner and dance benefit coming up on April 20th. We have a fun event planned. We will be having it at Ken Lake Resort Park. And we have featuring this year the music of Miss Dawn and the Misters, which is a Paducah favorite. So we're really excited to be having them. Tickets are $50 and are on sale now if you just call the museum. And we invite everyone to come and support the museum.
Megan, is there anything else we'd like to cover today about Janice Mason Art Museum in Katy's?
The biggest thing is I'd love you to all come and see it. I know many people in the region haven't visited yet. And I think if you come and check it out, you'll be surprised at the beautiful amenity that we have right there in Katy's.
You have a pretty cool museum store as well.
We do. We do. And we feature only local artists from Kentucky and nearby in Tennessee. Beautiful work, great price points from high end to down to $5. So
it's a great resource for birthdays, anniversaries,
absolutely.
Christmas, whatever.
All holidays. We have great Easter decorations if you're still scrambling.
Well, I'm glad that you mentioned that, and I thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.